When I got off that jet and we was in New Delhi, India, I had flown for 22 hours. Slept for six, got on a jet the next morning, flew up to the northeast coast of India. I'm 30 miles from Nepal, 17 miles from Bhutan, 43 miles from China. And instead of it being the normal 600 pastors that had registered, there was 1,500 pastors came. India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, Tibet, China. And you know what they come for? Because every one of those people live under the same conditions that I live in Mexico. Every one of them get up in the morning and brush their teeth with faith. All of them do. But they haven't figured that step out. That elusive power of might in the Holy Ghost that rains down on you and covers you and governs your life. And neither of you found it, but I have. And I'm here to help you with it. I'm not here to gloat over you, lord over you. I'm here to invite you to the peace and the power that's there through expectancy and listening with expectancy to that great Holy Ghost. Because I've seen it now. You ought to have seen those men. You ought to have seen them. Golly, it was amazing. 15 to 25% of those people that were in those meetings won't be there next time I go back because they will have been martyred. Do you hear me? And you don't hear a word about it. You worry about should you get Don Juan's cafe from Columbia or Starbucks. I mean, that's a big choice. You know, I mean, that's hard. Come on. The Holy Ghost is bigger than that. Isn't he? Come on, now. Let's step into this glorious Holy Ghost. It's for all of us. It don't make the difference what you've done in the past. I'm offering you a different angle, a different ability. I've seen it. And let me tell you, we got on a jet. Pakistan and India at war. I don't know if you realize that. And I'm going to the Punjab. That's just south of where the war is. And you listen to me. I'm going on Indian Airlines. And you listen to me. I'm going on Indian Airlines into Lahore, Pakistan. Boy. I can't tell you how hard that was. Everything about it was great. It's just the fear and the dread and the unknown and the circumstances and the bombings and the killings and the hate and all of those things. And they're very real in all of those nations, just like they are here. Yours is just masked a little differently. But it's the same. It's a devil. And it must be confronted. With the peace of the power of God. Holy Ghost. I got off that jet and I met with that man that met us today. Took us to eat. He said, "What do you want to eat?" He said, "Most Americans want something American. I don't want American. I came here. This is Pakistan. You take me to eat Pakistan food." So he carried us into a restaurant. "Ooh, dude, it's good. Listen to me. Just trust me on this. That's good food." We went. The next morning, got on a bus. Now, is that not one of the major targets of these suicide bombers? We get on a bus. We travel 4.5 hours from Lahore, Pakistan, to Islamabad, Pakistan, the capital, 30 miles from Afghanistan. One of the centers for Al-Qaeda. I said it on tape. Listen to me. I didn't know what we were going to do. I actually, in my mind, had it figured that we was going to go to somewhere in some, you know, underground facility, you know, and have a private meeting with spooks. You know, underground people that nobody got told about the meetings that you had to hear the Holy Ghost to come to them. That's how I got it figured. I mean, it is against the law for you to be a Christian in Pakistan. So listen to me. I'm going, you know, I'm telling my son-in-law, it was two of us. I told Ms. Hogan, I'm going to have my passport in a thing hid behind my belt and some U.S. dollars and a couple of credit cards, and everything else is disposable. And don't worry about what you hear on the news. We'll turn up somewhere. Now listen, he comes, gets us. The meeting's supposed to be at 7:30 at night. They come at 9 o'clock. And I'm going, did y'all already have the meeting? He said, no, we're waiting on you, man. I said, it's 9 o'clock. That's a great time to start, don't you think? I said, fine with me. Where are we going? Oh, we thought we'd do an open-air meeting in the most strict sect of Islam here in Islamabad. I said, what? Now, what I'm saying to you, there's no way for your mind to capture it unless you're standing there beside me where we was. I said, we're going to have an open-air meeting. I said, and then this thing, it's you would call it anger. God calls it courage. This thing come on me. I said, you're taking me. You know I'm a target. I have a target painted on me. I've got a blue passport. I'm a dead man. You take me in there, they're going to kill me. I said, listen to me. You going? He said, I'm your interpreter. I said, get in the car. I said, let me tell you something, Doc. He's a doctor. I said, let me tell you something, Doc. You can do it. You're looking at one that can do it, brother. Let's go. You just mark it as high and as dangerous. You just put me as vulnerable as you want to. You're going to see the Holy Ghost. You done lit me on fire. Let's go. Get in the car. Golly, I can't tell you the energy that came on me. It was amazing. I get there. Listen to this. The thing between us and the outside world was like a sheet thickness. And it was a fence they had made 10 foot tall out of this cloth. And they put all these rugs down on the whole 1 acre lot. And that's where you have church. And I walked out of that car, pulled me right up to that gate. I walked right inside that thing. There's no security. There's nothing. And I walked into that place and I looked, and as far as I could see, there was people. Ended up the first night, 3,250 people came. Almost entirely Muslims. I didn't know what. They gave me these flowers. They went through all their traditional things they do. It was all I can say is it's awesome. I didn't know. What do you say? Everything you say is going to be edited and manipulated. And I mean, so I just decided. I told my son-in-law, I said, I'm just going to preach the gospel. I've got no other. I am not smart enough to figure out how not to get in trouble. I cannot do this. I'm going to preach the gospel. So I got up there and preached one of the most powerful gospel messages I've ever preached in my life. And watch this. The first night, 1,230 people got born again. I'm wondering if you heard what I just said to you. And they were Muslims. You need to hear this. During all the meetings that we were there over the next few days, 5,200 some odd people got born again. Muslims. What's this? The first night, I said, all right. After we went through that salvation, I was just floored. I was in like a dreamland somewhere. It was like I wasn't even there, but I was. I mean, it was just, I'm serious. It was like a drug. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost was on us. I said, who's sick? They come up, about 500 people came up there. I'm talking open cancers and tumors and blind and halt and maimed and cataracts and tuberculosis and diabetes and everything. And they're just laying there. Now watch. The first time that I said it out of my mouth in Islamabad, Pakistan, was this way. Be healed in Jesus' name. Just that simple. Instantly, 162 people were healed. You name a disease, it was healed. For y'all that are wondering about cataracts, I've got you an answer. It don't matter what the devil says. It don't matter what the doctor says. It don't matter what anybody else says. I've seen it with my own eyes. I lined up a couple of dozen cataracts, solid white. They can't see a thing. Now watch. Watch this. Here's how you do it. I'm gonna show you how. Be healed. And just like that. And it's usually started from the way I moved. You should have seen it. It was like you take wind, blow on dust. You know how it picks up and moves? Just blew out of those people's eyes by the dozens. I've never seen it in my life. Should have seen it. Lahore, Pakistan. The first crowd in Lahore was 4,000. Three metal detectors to get into church. Four types of different securities. They are going to kill us. But before they do, let's see what we can get done. Hey, you understand? Hey, the threat is real. Every service, every night, 30 cal machine guns going off with tracers over our services. You ought to hear that. You can't believe how your hair raised on the back of your neck. It's just... Watch this. I'll stop with this. I don't want to because I am on fire. And it's not my fault. Listen. I saw this. Your problem with me is not whether I'm theologically correct or sound or none of those things. Whether my rhetoric is right or you know, it's not going to be. I come from a swamp, man. But listen to me. I saw something, y'all. I saw it. Do you know what it's like for a Muslim woman that's dressed in black from head to toe? Do you know who they are? They are one of the most strict allowances in Islam. She came up. Watch this. All I could see was her two eyes. I couldn't even see her forehead. Just her eyes is all I could see. Covered all the way down. Black. I mean, but she's... Actually, to me, she was awesome looking. I was impressed. And she comes up there and she's carrying this 16-year-old boy. And I saw this. I saw it. Your problem with me is not whether I was right or wrong about doing it. Your problem with me is I saw Jesus do this. I saw him along with 4,000 other people. She comes up there. She is one of the strictest sects of Muslims that there is. She laid that boy down on that stage, and she's just looking at me. I mean, she has got the look. You don't know the look? You need that gaze on you. It strikes fear in a grown man. I mean, there is power behind these spirits. You hear me? And I'm standing there looking at this lady, and she's just looking at me. And then walk up these two men. I mean, they look just like the television. And they come walking up, and they're standing right, the daddy and the daddy-in-law. And they're all dressed in solid white with green turbans. Anybody understand the green turban? I ain't going to say it out of my mouth on tape. But anyway, it's strict. They're sitting there, and they're looking right at me. I didn't know what they all were. I didn't have a clue. 16-year-old boy, cerebral palsy, blind from birth. Did you hear me? And I asked the doc, I said, what do they want? Now listen to this. of the most strict sect that I personally ran into. They're from there. She wants me, watch this, ask Jesus to heal my baby. Are you understanding the magnitude, the repercussions, the power that could evolve out of this? And I walked right up to her. I mean, right close. And I looked her right in the face. Of course, I couldn't see nothing but her eyes. And I'm just looking at her. I mean, there are thousands of people watching. And I walked down to the daddy. Because I'll tell you this. Say what you want to. I'm not afraid of him, buddy. I apologize to you. I just don't have it in me to be afraid. I was face to face with it. And I had the courage. You don't know if you've got the courage. You cannot be intimidated by a lying spirit. I refute that power. In Jesus' name. And I said to her, you want your baby healed? Yes. It's okay. I walked over there. Watch. This is how it went. Like that post is that kid sitting on the big giant platform. Be healed. And I walked back over to the back and I knelt down on the floor and I was just praying, Holy Ghost, please. And I heard the roar of the crowd. And I stand up and with my own eyes, I'm watching this kid. I'm hearing his bones crack as the cerebral palsy is being ripped out of his body. He stood up healed. And then his eyes opened and he went around. He don't know. He don't know who the enemy is and who the enemy's not. He is innocent. He has never seen in his life. He's heard a lot of talk, but he has never seen who's who. Completely innocent. And he's walking to Muslims and to Christians. And finally he got to me. He was touching my skin. I'm the wrong color. Look, he's trying to touch my eyes. And there was a doctor that was up on the stage with us that was interpreting all these miracles for everybody. She said, he wants to know the color of your eyes. I said, green and brown. We call it hazel. She interpreted. He just walked off, just touching everything. And first time in his life he's walked, first time in his life he's ever seen anything. Now let me tell you what mom and daddy did. You want to see it? You interested? All right. This is what they did. This is their shot on what we did. They watched there, and I mean them eyes got big. And then here's what they did. How do I accept Jesus as Lord? Huh? Our weakest night, we had 700 people saved. Our weakest night, 75 instant healing. Weakest. You should have seen it. They came from everywhere. The soldiers that were sent to protect us laid their weapons down and got in line. And they were just like this. I've got video of it. You ought to see it.